This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. India has condemned China for its repeated actions of renaming places in the Indian state of Arunachal Pradesh. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that assigning invented names will not alter the reality that Arunachal Pradesh is an integral and inalienable part of India. The Indian response comes in the wake of China's provocative action of renaming places in Arunachal Pradesh. Yesterday, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar had said that changing names does not have an effect. He said Arunachal Pradesh was, is and will always be a state of India. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said there is no possibility of trade with Pakistan unless tensions persist on the border. He was speaking at a corporate summit on Bharat's economic rising organized by the Southern Gujarat Chamber of Commerce and Industry in Surat yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar said terrorism in any form will not be tolerated. Taking a dig at China over its claims on Arunachal Pradesh, the minister said that Arunachal Pradesh is an Indian state and will always remain an Indian state, and changing names would not impact this fact. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has strongly condemned China's illegally standardized geographical names given to 30 places inside Arunachal Pradesh. In a social media post, he said China has been making all baseless claims, but that's not going to change the ground reality and the historical facts. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address his first election rally in Uttarakhand for the upcoming Lok Sabha polls in Rudrapur within the Nainital Udham Singh Nagar Lok Sabha constituency today. BJP candidate and Minister of State Ajay Bhatt is contesting from the seat against the Congress candidate Prakash Joshi. Voting is to be held on the 19th of April in the first phase for all the five Lok Sabha seats of the state. A total of 83,37,914 voters of the state will decide the fate of 55 candidates contesting for the five Lok Sabha seats of the state. Later today, he will address an election rally in Kotputli under Jaipur Rural Lok Sabha constituency of Rajasthan. Prime Minister will address the public meeting in Kotputli in support of the party's candidate from Jaipur Rural Lok Sabha seat, Rao Rajendra Singh. Lok Sabha elections in Rajasthan will be held in two phases on April 19th and April 26th. In Chhattisgarh, four Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces today. A joint team of CRPF, Cobra Battalion, District Reserve Guard and Special Task Force was on a search operation in Gangalur area of Bijapur district in Bastar division. The exchange of fire took place in the jungles of Kendra Korcholi. After the gun battle, security personnel recovered bodies of four Maoists. One light machine gun, LMG, a barrel grenade launcher, BGL, and other arms and ammunition were also recovered from the spot. Search operation in the area is still going on. 13 miners trapped in the ruins of Pioneer Gold Mine in Russia's far east region of Amur have been declared dead. The rescue operation at the Pioneer Gold Mine has officially been halted. 2 weeks ago, the tragedy struck the gold mine close to Chinese border in Russia. A devastating landslide buried 13 miners more than 120 meters underground. It sparked a desperate rescue operation. The operation was then stopped due to the high risk of subsequent collapse and danger to the rescuers. After the rescue operation ended, entry into the mine was restricted. Currently, specialists are preparing work to eliminate the threat of another collapse. The Democratic Republic of Congo appointed Judith Suminwa Tuluka as the African nation's first woman prime minister. President Felix Tshisekedi of the Democratic Republic of Congo made the appointment. He fulfilled the campaign promise and took an important step towards the formation of a new government after being re-elected late last year. The Israeli parliament has approved a law giving powers to the government to ban the broadcast of TV channels, including the Qatari-owned network Al Jazeera. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he would act immediately to close the Al Jazeera network's local office. The foreign journalists are banned from entering Gaza, and the Al Jazeera staff based in the Strip have been some of the only reporters covering the war on the ground. And that is the end of this news bulletin.